Nanobacteria, Douglas, what the heck is that?
Well, actually, we have to start a little bit before that so that people can understand what it does, which is most important, what it does to many of us. There is a medical condition, George, that is known as calcification or calcium deposits. The interesting thing about calcium deposits is that if they were classified as a disease, they would be among the most widespread diseases on Earth. And yet, hardly anybody has heard about that term. And people haven't heard about this term because doctors see calcification all the time. Radiologists see it on x-rays, but they don't know where it comes from. They don't know what causes it, and until now, they haven't known how to treat it. And I just want to give a short description of some of the diseases that calcification is found in. And at the top of the list is the disease that killed President Reagan, and that's Alzheimer's. Calcium deposits are found in the nerve endings of Alzheimer's patients, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. They are found in aging of the skin, in arthritis, in breast implant calcification that occurs after a breast implant has been put in. Quite often you see on x-rays these little white dots surrounding breast implants, and they can be mistaken for cancer, and sometimes they have to be biopsied and sometimes they have to be cut out. Many types of cancers, such as bone, brain, breast, colon, and ovarian cancer, all are earmarked by calcification. Cataracts result from calcification of the lens, gallstones, kidney stones, and most notably, heart disease, all have calcification in them. Calcification goes by a number of names, and the most common, which most people are familiar with, is hardening of the arteries. That is, these little calcium deposits that form in the arteries along with all of the other muck that clogs us up.
We used to know it as arteriosclerosis, right?
Absolutely. Arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis and all of those names such as stroke and everything else that goes along with heart disease, most of them are associated with calcium deposits. So you can see that this is underlying most of our chronic diseases and is part of the leading diseases that kill people in the United States today. Yet until now, it has been a complete mystery as to how it forms in the body. Most people think, well, isn't just calcium good for us? I mean, isn't that why we take calcium supplements? But in fact, a small percentage of calcium goes haywire in the body and forms these calcium phosphate deposits. Now, these calcium phosphate deposits are dangerous because calcium phosphate triggers swelling in the body that is, of course, a sign of infection. But is also very dangerous. If you get swelling in the arteries, of course, it can constrict the arteries and lead to a heart attack. And so this is a real problem with having these little calcium phosphate crystals and particles traveling around your body or stuck to the insides of your arteries or your kidneys or your brain. So the interesting thing is that the guy that discovered what seems to trigger a lot of this calcification wasn't looking for calcification at all, but he did it about 15 years ago, and I'm not going to go through the whole story, but to make a long story short, he was actually trying to figure out why, when they were developing vaccines, the cell cultures that they were using to develop vaccines kept on dying in what was supposed to be a sterile solution. So why would these cells die if they were in a sterile solution? And he hypothesized that what was happening was that something that couldn't be cultured under normal conditions was actually killing them. So what he decided to do was culture them over a period of a month instead of the normal few days that bacteria and virus take to show up. And lo and behold, he got evidence that something was growing there. And he called this something nanobacteria because it was about 50 to 350 nanometers in diameter. Now, this was way back in 1987, And it took him several years because of the lack of financing and a number of other things, mostly having to develop the detection technology, to figure out what this thing was and what it did. And one of the things that he found out, along with a colleague of his who now heads up the nanobacteria program at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, was that this little critter tends to create a shell made of calcium phosphate.
Aha. Now, is this critter alive?
Well, that's the great debate. And there is a huge scientific controversy over this, and it has been going on for a number of years, but it was sparked 2 weeks ago by the announcement by a dozen researchers at the Mayo Clinic who published a paper in one of the most prestigious journals in the United States saying that they had found this nanoparticle in heart disease, and they had found that it manufactures a calcium phosphate shell that is exactly the same as the calcium phosphate deposits that are found in heart disease, and it seems to manufacture RNA, which is a fundamental component of life. So here you have one of the top respected institutes in the United States basically saying, we have found a nanoscale infection in heart disease that manufactures the same calcium deposits that no one has been able to figure out where they come from. So this immediately elicited a disbelieving reaction from another group of scientists who advised the Food and Drug Administration, who had done similar experiments about 2 years earlier, and they were able to grow this little thing, and they were able to look at it, but they weren't able to get RNA out of it. So what did they do? They concluded that it didn't exist, or that it had been mistaken for another bacterium. And so on the basis of their conclusion, the Food and Drug Administration took the decision not to investigate this any further. So while they were not investigating it, researchers not only at the Mayo Clinic, but at a dozen universities around the world, including in the UK, in India, in China, in Korea, in Germany, and in Finland, were busily growing these things and characterizing them. And so when the Mayo results came out, this really got a lot of attention. It was published in New Scientist, UPI ran a story, it ran in the Washington Times, and at the same time, you had this dismissiveness coming out of the FDA scientists saying, nope, they're all wrong, this stuff doesn't exist.